We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon. We began the new siman yesterday, which taught us that a person can recite the Birchas Hamazon b'chol lashon in any language, which we discussed exactly whether that's l'chatchila, b'di'evet. The next halacha brought down on the Shulchan Aruch is as follows: Sarach shi'ashmi'a l'oznav ma shemotzi b'svasam. It's necessary to hear that which you're saying. When it comes to Birchas Hamazon, apparently a person cannot just say the words quietly, so quietly that you can't even hear the words of your own benching. V'im lo hishmi'a l'oznav yotza. The truth is that if you say it really quietly, that you can't hear yourself, yotza, you have fulfilled your obligation, which implies b'di'evet. Certainly the preferable way is so it's loud enough that you should hear the benching. However, the Mechaber concludes and says, ubulvad shiyotzi bisfasov. You at least have to have the words come out of your mouth. You should at least be moving your lips, which implies that just thinking alone is not enough. Just skimming the words like you're reading a book is not the proper way of benching, which implies that if one would do so, you've not fulfilled your obligation. Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows: Abelim hear her belibo. What if you were only thinking it, or as we said, just skimming the word, reading the words as one would a novel? Lo yatsa. You have not fulfilled your obligation. And based on that halacha, there is a principle, a question that's brought down throughout the Gemara, whether or not hirhur is kedibur dami, whether or not one's thoughts are equivalent to speech. And clearly, at least when it comes to this halacha, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that hirhur is lav kedibur dami, that one's thoughts are not halachically the same as speaking. Because obviously, if it was, then if you would be thinking the benching, then you should have fulfilled your obligation. But he does give an exception. He says, for example, v'imichamas choli. Let's say a person is sick. Onus acher, for some other reason which is beyond their control. He says that in that event, if you would bench Berach Birchas Hamazon Belibo without moving your mouth, you fulfilled your obligation. So let's say a person is so sick, or for whatever reason they're unable to talk. So in that situation, he says that individual will have fulfilled their obligation by thinking. So the question is, it doesn't make sense. Because if the halacha is that here is lav kedibur dami, that your thinking is not the same as saying, so then why would we say that it means something when you're sick? After all, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So if you're sick, it's not your fault. Hashem's not going to hold you accountable, because after all, it's beyond your control. But why would we say yatsadi fulfilled your obligation? And therefore, he explains this in greater detail. He says, in truth, the truth is, when it says that you fulfilled your obligation, it doesn't really mean you fulfilled your obligation, but it just means the hakaimulon here lav kedibur dami. After all, we hold that your thoughts do not mean anything, or it does not have the same strength as speech to fulfill your obligation for benching. So why does he say you fulfilled your obligation, the person who is sick, or an ones acher? He says, Ratzalomar, Yal Koponim, Vishashainu Yachal Varech, Yahar Belibo. He's saying, listen, this person ate. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell him, of course he can't speak because he's too sick to. He just physically can't do it. So we have a choice. We can either tell him, sorry, there's a halacha, hear ulav kedibur dami, just forget it. Don't even think the benching, do nothing. We'd much rather, at least that person should go through the benching in his mind, and this way he's going to do as much as he possibly could. And once you do as much as you can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yikba lo schar avor zeh, Hashem is going to reward that person by putting forth that hishtadlus, that effort, even though be'etzem eino yotze, he really has not fulfilled your obligation. So why do we care? The person is yotze, he's not yotze. The person nevach is sick. The person can't speak. So what's the difference? He can't help it. And the answer is, what happens if in a snap of one's fingers, he's able to automatically begin to speak again? Let's say his sickness goes away. So the question is, if in fact, is he really yotze to the point that he should now not bench with saying the words? Because after all, if he already fulfilled his obligation, he shouldn't do it again. On the other hand, maybe, as we just said, maybe you have not fulfilled, really fulfilled your obligation. And now that you can say the benching properly, maybe you should do so. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. It all came. Therefore, kishin nistalik onus. Once that problem goes away, imadayin lo nisakel hamazon, yivarech birchas hamazon. If yet the food is not digested, which we discussed exactly what that meant before, certainly within 72 minutes, then one should bench. Because you really did not fulfill your obligation by thinking. And therefore, it's something which you have to really think about when it comes to benching, that even though we may just go very quickly through the benching, we do it so often, you have to make the effort to make sure that we're saying it properly in l'chadchila, that we're actually hearing the benching, which, as the Mefarshim bring, that once you hear what you're saying, then you're more than likely to have more kavana, and you're not going to just let some words just get by. If you don't hear it, maybe you're saying the words right, you're not saying the words right. But if you're very careful how you can even hear what you're saying, then you're going to make sure that, perhaps you'll make sure that the words that come out are accurate and correct. Then the next halacha, which we'll see one more halacha, we still have a few minutes, says as follows, Yeshmi Sh'omer Dabal Habayis, he says that if you have a Baal HaBayis that is going to be benching on behalf of his family, and his children, and his wife, in the event that they're not going to bench themselves, he says, in that situation, one should certainly bench out loud, in order that they should fulfill their obligation by hearing your bracha. And on this, the Mefarshim asked the question, well, obviously, how could you fulfill your obligation with my benching by me saying it so quietly that you can't hear it? Obviously, that's it seems to go without saying. And the Be'er Halacha discusses that at great length, which we're not going to get into, but the Mishnah Berurah uses this as a springboard to discuss areas where, even when you're not benching, allowed on behalf of for someone else. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about this halacha technically as a person, they're not experts, your children, or let's say your spouse doesn't know the benching, that they can bench for themselves, and they are yotzin when they hear. However, the Eshe Kosma, they're those that write, the Tobel Olem Levarech Bekol Ra, that a person should always bench out loud, which is different than the first halacha that says, Sarach Shiishmal Oznav. That means that you just have to make sure that you hear it, but you can hear it very quietly. You can hear it loudly, which means you're not just saying it a whisper, but you're saying it loudly. So there are those that write that it's Tov Olam Levarach B'Kol Rav, that this halacha is not talking about specifically to your children because they don't know how to bench, or to your wife because she's trying to listen to fulfill her obligation. You always should bench B'Kol Rav, Ki HaKol Ma'or, that when a person raises their voice, it could inspire and awaken a person up to have more concentration and kavanah on that which is saying. But prat specifically, im hu Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, liyishkach al yinezel haskim ein hamora. Very easy that a person, by benching so quickly, so frequently, always the same time, same words on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, you may just skip it. But if you say every word B'Kol Rav out loud, then you'll be less likely to make a mistake in the benching. And perhaps the reason why it mentions that your im banav ishto is that it's not only an important lesson for yourself to make sure that you have kavana, but also to inspire the people in your house, your wife, your husband, your children, the importance of saying every word. And by saying it B'Kol Rav, saying it loudly, shows how the chashivas, the importance of making sure that you bench, and you bench with kavana, you say the benching properly.